Following the mild, muggy, and stormy day yesterday, conditions have quieted down quite nicely across the Northeast on this Tuesday. The frontal system that generated the storms and gusty winds yesterday has moved well off to the east, and we are now opening the door to a cooler and drier air mass that is arriving from the northwest. Temperatures today are quite pleasant, running mainly between about 60 and 65 in our valley locations and in the upper 50s in the higher terrain. The sky remains mostly sunny, though we have a couple of clouds that have mixed in across the north and west, and we also have a few wispy high clouds down to the south. Across the board, it looks like it will be relatively quiet as we work through the next couple of days. What we're really going to have to watch, though, is a battle zone setting up across the eastern seaboard as a big bubble of high pressure takes control over New England and an area of low pressure develops off the Carolina coast. How far to the north will that low track? That's the big question at this time, and that will ultimately determine if we have any rain chances later this week. For now, I will include some showers in the forecast for our southern areas Thursday and Friday, but that is all subject to change depending upon how these weather systems interact. In the short term, though, it's going to remain quiet with that high-pressure area in place. We'll see a mostly clear and cold night as temperatures fall back into the 30s in most areas. Across the far north, the growing season has ended already. In and around the capital region, though, we are still technically in the growing season. The Albany area itself is not under a frost advisory. However, there is a frost advisory up for much of the Catskills, Berkshires, and also the Lake George Saratoga region and southern Vermont. So if you have plants that are sensitive to the cold, it's a good idea to protect them or bring them indoors for the night ahead. We'll also have some areas of fog form in our typically prone locations near bodies of water and in our valley locations. As we work into the day tomorrow, high pressure will dominate again, and we'll look for more sunshine across the region as we work through the mid part of the week. Temperatures will once again range to between about 60 and 65 degrees. Again, we might see a few upper 50s in our typically cooler mountain locations. Again, Thursday and Friday, we'll see that battle of high pressure over us and low pressure to the south. For now, I'll call for more clouds to the south with a chance for showers. And again, we'll see how these weather systems interact as we work through the next few days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear, with areas of frost and freeze, patchy fog, low in the 30s, some 20s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 60 to 65. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of frost and freeze, patchy fog, low in the 30s, some 20s in the mountains, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 60 to 65. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, some patchy fog, low 36 to 44, and tomorrow mostly sunny, high 60 to 65. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with some frost in the outlying areas, patchy fog, low 35 to 40, and tomorrow mostly sunny, high 60 to 65. Region-wide on Thursday and Friday, a blend of sun and clouds, more clouds to the south with a chance of showers, with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.